With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. Everywhere he goes, director Guillermo del Toro carries a leather-bound journal packed with sketches of monsters, storyboards for scenes, and unexpected bits of inspiration. For his big-budget sequel, Hellboy 2: The Golden Army, del Toro gets a chance to pour the contents of his notebooks onto the screen. I can't call it a must-see, because a movie based on a comic book about a cigar-chomping demon who fights evil supernatural beings alongside his amphibious sidekick and his flame-throwing girlfriend might not be your thing. But it's dazzling to watch del Toro work on such a sprawling canvas. Unlike, say, Iron Man director Jon Favreau, he's a real movie maker, and he makes the budget count. His gaudy digital effects are packed into beautifully composed frames, rich with color and detail. Among his notable creations are vicious, chipmunk-sized, bone-chomping critters known as Tooth Fairies, and the Golden Army itself, an indestructible legion of undead cyborgs powered by gears and blood. Hellboy 2 has a more coherent plot than the cluttered and episodic original, and it's slyly funny and politically aware, but the material still can't support an altogether gripping tale. The prickly hero, played by Ron Perlman, is amusing but far from fascinating as he confronts domestic strife and his uneasy relationship with humanity. Nonetheless, in this endless summer of superheroes, Hellboy 2: The Golden Army sets the gold standard. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and by the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for foreign and independent film. 12 North Augusta Street, Stanton, and at VISULITE and the word cinema.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.